Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servidio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Tonight is such a special show for me. Tonight is going to be the season finale of Insight into Healing. We will again begin airing the show again September 9th, but for now we are going to be taking a break for the summer. Before we get started, I would just really like to thank my listeners for all their support, all their questions, all their feedback, and also to thank all my guests, all the different people that have been on my show. So this show is going to be really exciting. I have a number of guests calling in to give us an update on where they are and what's been going on in their lives. So it's going to be a really great educational, informational show, and we'll be able to catch up with everybody. Let's start with our first caller. Hold on. Hi, and welcome to Insight into Healing.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Greg Loomis. Yep.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. We've had such an incredible episode with you, and your story has been so inspirational and so touching for so many of our listeners. How is everything going now?
Things are going very well. I'm doing well. I'm in a good place, and life's been good. Involved in a number of events that we have ongoing for American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We're having a yoga event. We have co-sponsored with a yoga studio in Westchester, Yoga Haven, and that's ready to fly on June 26th. We're going to have it. We have our big walk coming up in October. We have to start preparing for now. So I've been quite busy, and they're keeping me busy, and that's a good thing because, you know, like they say, idle hands, you know. So
yes.
I'm very glad to be involved. I'm very glad to be able to reach out to people and talk to people. I've been involved with several people on this front, and met some really great new people and made some connections, and we're spreading the message, and we're cutting through the stigma, and so things are going well personally and professionally and volunteering wise, and just it's been a good time for me.
Yes, and I've been hearing you've been doing so many other interviews. You're getting, you know, on different shows and radio shows and TV shows that it's just really amazing. You're just spreading the word and the support for suicide awareness.
Yeah, I've been actually kind of overwhelmed with the way things have turned out since, you know, joining the board of the Westchester chapter of American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and doing the first show with you, it's that show catapulted, and so many other hosts of different radio shows, and one of your own, Jeff Sylvia, your producer, and his own show. I've been on him, on his show. I've been on WFAS radio here in Westchester with Bob Marone to promote our event. And it's just exploded, and it's I couldn't be happier. I really am so grateful and blessed, and so happy that I'm able to get this message out and touch so many people, and people are reaching out to me for me to bring my story of hope and recovery, and that there is help out there for those who struggle. And I think it's making a difference. I really do, and that I couldn't be happier. It's put me in a very good place because giving back now is what I want to do. It's my passion. People reached out to me when I was struggling, and they held my hand and brought me back from the depths of despair and from almost ending my own life. And now I want to do the same for people who I know are struggling just as I was.
Yes, and I think that's what's so incredible. This has been, you know, before my show aired, this was my mission statement. I have so different people, different connections with all my different careers and different contacts. And I always said, how amazing would it be to bring everybody together, to support each other, to network, to promote what you're doing, and also to create a treatment team, to create a support system for everyone, which is just so incredible. And just giving back, I think, is so powerful, and I could not be more happier and just so encouraged by what's been going on with all my guests and all their success. And I just know you're definitely coming back for the next season, so we're preparing that. And I cannot wait to have you back when we start back in the fall.
I'm so grateful to you for doing that and having me on and letting me express my thoughts and my feelings and the knowledge I'm gaining every day by just talking to different people in you know, the mental health field and peers and different mental health associations and suicide prevention. It's just exploded for me, and I just feel if that's just happened to me, that must be happening on such a wide basis, and there must be so many people that are doing the same thing and reaching out, and I feel that's going to just eventually get to the point where we can just bring such awareness to so many more people, and that domino effect just grows and grows, and people, just everyday people just walking the street can reach out and help somebody instead of just mm-hmm. walking past with their head down because they're afraid that this person is sick and there's something wrong with them and they may harm me if I look at them, and able just to reach out to that person instead and recognize what's going on and just say, is there a way I can help you? Do you need help? And like I always say, the worst thing in the world is that person's just going to say, no, I'm fine, leave me alone, or no, thank you, I'm really okay, just having a bad day. And what have you lost? Nothing. What has it done to you? Nothing. You just move on in life, and they move on in life. But if that person is struggling and is at a point where they're in such desperation and they don't know where to turn, sometimes even a stranger's voice that just says, can I help you, will open that door for them to say, yes, you can. Can you help me? And they can somehow lead them to help or get them help or direct them to help, and that could save a life. And if you just save one life,
it makes a world of difference. Yes. And Greg, thank you so much, and please keep listening, because I know I have a bunch of different guests calling in. I would love to please, you know, stay in the chat room, keep us updated, and definitely I will welcome you back in the fall. And just thank you so much for your story, your strength, and your encouragement. It has really been a blessing to have you on my show.
Oh, Alexa, thank you so much. I really can't thank you enough. You've been wonderful to me and letting me come on and express everything and talk about it. So that's a blessing, and I am not hanging up. I'm going to listen and get into the chat room and talk to the people. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'll speak to you soon.
Very good. Thank you, too.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hello, and welcome. You're on the line for Insight into Healing.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hi.
Alexa?
This is Alexa. Yes.
Hi, it's Phil Falcone. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you? Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for tuning in again and giving us an update. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you again. Just heard Mr. Loomis. He did a great job. Tough shoes to fill after that. He's doing a lot of good work. I see that. My story and his story run a little close, I guess, with PTSD and Joe's war.
Yes, yes. Now, your show, our episode was on your film, Joe's War, about veterans and PTSD, and that was another show which was been asked for a long time to do a show on this, and again, another very powerful, powerful show. How is everything going with Joe's War?
It's going very well. We just did a film festival in New York. We have another one in Long Island, the Long Island Film Festival. And then we're in Kingston, where they're actually going to bus in a couple of buses of veterans to that festival.
Wow.
And I just helped, because of Joe's War, I've actually spoken to a few veteran organizations. I met with a few veterans. And because of Joe's War, again, a veteran approached me and asked if I would help him make a video on awareness, which we did, and we just finished. It's called 22 A Day, No Way by Howard Cooper. And I had a couple of people on my team. We videotaped it. We had a bunch of veterans show up, and I tell you, it was amazing. And you know, speaking with the veterans and hearing their stories, and just seeing in their eyes the pain and the hurt. And you know, we're trying to do a good thing, my partner and I, and we're gonna do our best to stick with this. You know, like I said in the first one, it started out we wanted to make a movie and you know, move on. And as you can see, I have not moved on. I'm with the veteran organizations now, trying to help out, and we're actually reaching out to a couple of organizations to donate part of the profits from Joe's War to help veterans.
Yes, yes, which is so. I mean, just the work that you're doing is so powerful. And I think sometimes, you know, you put something out there and then it just starts that domino effect. Things start just happening. I think it sounds like you've touched so many lives and have just, you know, started this effect of really getting all these people the awareness and the support.
Yeah, it's starting to get the buzz that it needs. Christy Salazar in California, PR representative in California, through a friend of mine that's actually in the film, he asked me to send her a copy. She saw it, and after seeing it, she was so impressed. She's actually speaking with Camp Pendleton in California this week. She wants me to fly out there and show the screen the film for them. It's really starting to take off now. It's starting to get the buzz, like I said, that it needs to bring awareness out. You know, Joe's War doesn't just focus on one aspect. It has you know, there are various aspects to PTSD, and Joe's War hits on a few topics.
Yes, yes. I don't know, I'm planning on coming August 14th. You're having the showing out in Kingston, New York.
Yes.
Yes, yes. If people want to, again, follow you, find out more updates on Joe's War, what is your website or the link where they can follow you and find your information?
All right, it's joeswarthemovie.com for a website. If they go on Facebook, it's just Joe's War. And I post every day on Facebook, you know, where we're going to be, what's going on.
Great. And again, I wanted to thank you so much for being on the show and also for calling in and waiting. I know I have a bunch of different guests that are waiting. And again, if anyone's listening, please just wait online. I have a number of guests listening, so I'm trying to get to everyone. But, Philip, your show was so amazing, and the film, I'm looking forward to seeing it. And I'm also looking forward to working with you more in the future and having you back to really spread the word. I'm so excited to find out more projects and what you're going to be up to in the fall.
Oh, sounds good. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Hello, and welcome to Insight into Healing. Hello, you're on the air. Okay, hold on.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? This is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you? Welcome.
Thank you. I wasn't sure if you could hear me or not. It's Debbie Markowitz.
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much. I have so many people calling in, so I'm trying to get to everybody.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us this evening. So tell us, what's been going on?
Oh, so much, so much. I think the last time I spoke to you, last Taxi Driver and leaving, we're just hitting the festival circuit and leaving premiered at the Soho International Film Festival. And last Taxi Driver and leaving are going to be playing at the Long Island International Film Expo. And leaving will be playing in the official opening night film block, which is Friday, July 10th, July 10th at 6:45, along with a feature film called Lilac and another Long Island film called Helena. And then on Wednesday, before that, which is our kickoff day, which is Wednesday, July 8th, in the 7 o'clock film block, there's going to be, 8 o'clock, Pyle does, 8 o'clock, there's going to be Last Taxi Driver, which is what I wrote and cast and directed, with Man from the City, which I cast and produced, and then also Living with the Dead, which I don't know if Christine's calling in today, Christine Vitusian, but her feature will be playing with those. And the celebrities, Bobby Cohesi and Deb Twist and Mark Coppola, We're all going to be there. And, of course, the leaving, Joe Halsey, who I'm sure is waiting on the line, is going to be coming in for leaving and all the films that he's in, because he's in a number of films during the festival. So, we're you know, that's happening, which is great. And we are going to finish a film that I wrote and am directing called By Blood. We'll end up finishing filming next week, right before the festival, of course. And then I got another film that I am casting, and they actually talked me into being in, called Burr. And that's going to be filming the last week in July. And Joey Felipe is the director and the writer. And Joe's in it as well. So, it's been really busy. And then I've been asked to direct another film in August. So I'm still, you know, working on that, but, you know, still working on a couple of guys, which we're hoping to film in September, October. And it's just crazy busy, but it's all good. But the Long Island International Film Expo, there's just so many great independent films. And July 8th to the 16th at the Belmore Movies. They can find out about that at longislandfilm.com, Long Island spelled out, longislandfilm.com. And it's LIFE, the Long Island International Film Expo. And I'm just busy, but it's all great. It's all great.
Wow. So when do you sleep?
I don't ever sleep.
It's just
amazing.
I work
all day. I come home and I work all night. And all weekend.
Yes.
And my boyfriend is going to drag me away on a vacation for like 4 days just to get me to stop working. Otherwise, I never will. But it's all stuff I love. So,
but what's so amazing? You have recommended so many people for my radio show, and they've all been so talented and so incredible. And a lot of your films touch on such tough topics, such deep topics, which I really enjoy. That you really be able to see the vulnerability, the depth of topics that, you know, a lot of sometimes filmmakers are a little nervous or, you know, hard to approach, but you really get right into them and show the reality of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Joe's War, as he said, that's also playing at the Long Island International Film Expo, and it's a film that really, I mean, it's got so much heart, you know. I know if you haven't seen it yet, you know, you really have to. It explains a lot of things about PTSD, and it's, there's a lot of great stuff there, and that's just one of them, you know, not only filmed, you know, on Long Island, but, you know, with a Long Island filmmaker, but it's just such an important movie, you know, that veterans come back and people don't realize what they go through, you know, how their entire life changes, even though they're home, you know. So, everything. And Living with the Dead, of course, you know, which is also playing Wednesday at 8 o'clock on July 8th, is such an important movie as well. It's getting great feedback. You know, and it deals with, I don't want to talk too much about it because I'm sure Christine will be on, but, you know, about a young, you know, a student whose boyfriend kills himself and she's left to deal with it after. And it's, you know, how she tries to heal herself. I mean, it's just really inspiring. And, you know, people don't realize that there is a tomorrow, you know, that there just is a tomorrow. And it's a hard thing. But, you know, you can see all this really great stuff at LIFE. You know, which is, you should take advantage of it because you're going to see stuff you're just not going to see anywhere else, or at least not easily, you know. So,
what is the website where people can find out more information and sign up?
Sure. They should go to longislandfilm.com, longislandfilm.com. And if you go across the bar at the top, when you see festival, go down to screenings. And, you know, you'll be able to scroll down the films that we have and see the trailers and see the posters. But there's also, if you, you know, hover over that, you know, the festival button, you'll also see panels and events, which are really important, too, because we have some amazing panels, not only for the general public, but also for filmmakers. And Joe is actually teaching a panel called So You Want to Be an Actor. So I get so many questions all the time from people who want to get into acting and they don't know what to expect or they don't know how to start or they don't know how to get the proper training. And he'll be able to answer really all those questions. You know, it's very valuable from somebody who's been in the business, you know, and you know, on all ends, from TV, you know, from Law and Order to movies, to independent film, you know, to really, you know, how do you start? And even if you've been in the business, you know, you might learn some other things that will be very insightful to you. And there's also an improv panel right before it, which is great for actors, even if they've been in the business, because improv is so important, you know, when somebody, it's called How to Improv When the Unexpected Happens, because when it happens, you got to keep rolling, You know? Yes. You have to keep rolling. Sometimes that's when the best stuff comes out. So those panels and panels on film distribution and tax credits and, I mean, there's so much screenwriting. There's something for everybody, and everything except for the filmmaker's breakfast is free. And the filmmaker's breakfast is only $5. And, you know, you get to hear from a cross-section of festival filmmakers. So it's really a great thing. So you can find all about it online.
I look forward to coming out. Yes, look forward to coming out. And I look forward to having
you
on next season, too. Yes, because I know you always have so many projects. So I know definitely we will be working together again soon, which I'm looking forward to. And I wanted to thank you, for your support and always being here for me and being on the show and recommending people. I'm very appreciative of it. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night, and thank you for joining us.
Okay. Thank you, Alexa.
Thank you. Oh, this has been such an incredible night. I have so many different people calling in, and we have our next person on the line. Hi, welcome. You're on the air of Insight into Healing.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? Is this Eric?
It is.
Hi, Eric. Thank you so much for being on hold. I have so many people calling in, and I know that my guests are on hold, so thank you so much for being patient. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, and it was great listening to her about her film festival in Long Island. I was one of the festivals I definitely wanted to check out. I haven't been able to make that one yet, but I heard so much great things about the Long Island Film Expo. So that's something, you know, I would like to go in the future. So, but yeah, I'm doing really well. I'm actually working on three film festivals myself. Presently, we're doing the Culver City Film Festival, which is coming up in the fall in Culver City, California. And we're also working on the Marina Del Rey Film Festival, which is coming up as well in the fall. We sort of do, our festivals are very short, they're 1 or 2 days. And then we have the Film Trailer Festival, which is an online film festival for trailers. And they're all really wonderful film festivals, and it's produced by Film Marketing Services, which is based in Marina Del Rey, California, and I'm based here in New York, and I work with them. So, I'm really looking forward to that, and I can give you the websites and information to those. We're looking for permission.
Yes, because I know many of my listeners and my guests they've all wanted to network and definitely find out if they can submit their films, because I have so many wonderful films and filmmakers to any of these festivals and trailers, and how people can contact you.
Yeah, I mean, the best way actually I can give them for all the festivals my email address if they want to send me an email, and then their telephone numbers, and I can reach back out to them. It's eric@filmmarketingservices.com, and then the website is filmmarketingservices.com itself, and you can check out the two partners I work with, Peter and John, based in L.A. They're producer representatives, so they focus on distribution besides producing these festivals that we do. I also wanted to let everybody know that I work for Movie Maker magazine, which has been around since 1993, and it's one of the top independent film magazines that deals with independent films and film festivals, film schools throughout the country and even internationally. And right now, with subscriptions, we have a special deal for all the filmmakers and actors who are interested in reading. You can purchase it at Barnes & Noble, but if you decide you wanted to buy a subscription to Movie Maker magazine, you would go to moviemaker.com and type in save 2015 for the publication and the subscription.
I am so impressed. I mean, another guest of mine, Deborah, on before you, and now you. When do you sleep? I mean, I love it. My guests are so passionate. They're so motivated. You're doing so many things. It's just amazing what you give back to the community.
I wanted to thank you also for coming to Albany to the Capitol Cinema Cultural Exchange. You know, that was a great event that we did here up in upstate New York. So thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. It was such an amazing event.
But back to sleeping, I try to sleep at least 4 to 5 hours a night. I think, you know, my theory is, the last guest you had on, I mean, I love what I do. I'm very passionate about it. And I've been doing it over 20 years now, and I just, you know, it's something that I plan on doing the rest of my life.
Wow. Yes. It's when you're passionate and you love something, you can tell. And by the way, you speak about it, by how much effort you put into it. And it's just such an amazing thing to be around people who are passionate. And I think it's very inspiring. And that's why I've had you as a guest on my show, too. It's very inspiring for people to see that there's things, you know, life is about hope and passion and moving towards your goals. It's just it's just amazing.
And then also the networking, like you said, is definitely very important. So,
oh, yes.
And
I'm thinking now at the beginning of the show that I might have to do a retreat for all of us so we can all just get together for a weekend and talk. Could you imagine the incredible work and events and projects that could come out of the weekend with all these intelligent, powerful, passionate people?
Oh, it would be wonderful. Oh, definitely. Or we can, you know, create a film, everything type of event. We can show films and theater, music, we'll just do it all.
yes, I think that's it. We're putting it out there. We're putting
definitely
something together. We have. I don't know when we'll do it, but we have to do it.
But yeah, and again, if anybody wants to get in contact with me personally, I do. You know, I do a lot of posting for my events and other events around the country. It's Eric Vollweiler. That's VOLLWEILER, and I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn.
Wow. Thank you so much, Eric, for joining us this evening and calling in and giving us our update. And definitely cannot wait to hear more about your work and to work with you again in the future, definitely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a good night. I'll speak to you soon.
Yes, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, it's so amazing to have all these incredible guests on my show. It just reminds me of how passionate I am about my show and how passionate I am about giving back to the community and bringing people together. I still have a lineup of people on the line. Let's go to our next guest. Hi, and welcome.
Hi,
you're on Insight into Healing. Hi.
It's Joseph Baldy. How are you?
Hi, Joseph. We were just talking to Deborah. How are you?
Oh, I'm going. Everything is great. I don't really have much to tell you. Deb told you probably everything.
I mean, you two never sleep, do you? I mean, you just keep...
I sleep all the time.
Busy,
no,
busy,
I believe in power naps. I'm very European that way. I'll just stop in the middle of the day and take a power nap.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
So congratulations on your season finale. I want to tell you that first.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, and having us part of the show... to reiterate, the Long Island Film Festival, I don't know if anybody has been out to it yet. I've been fortunate to be the New Jersey adopted son. It is an amazing festival to go to. Really, I can't stress enough of, you know, the incredible films that are shown and the networking. It really, if you really can, get out there, check out as much... and take advantage of all the stuff they have to offer.
And what are the dates again for that?
8th through the 12th. For me, I'm going to be there all the time due to the fact that I was fortunate enough to get in with a few projects that I worked on. And I'll break some news. I was awarded Best Actor in a Short.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm so humbled and honored by it. And, you know, it's a film called Junkie Heaven, which Deborah cast it. So there's Deborah Markowitz. We seem to just run into each other. Or we're locked at the hip. I haven't figured it out yet. But it was a great group of people. Steve Sage, written by Lee Klinsky. It's being shown at the festival on Sunday night. At 9:30, July 12th. I'll be there for the leaving and showing opening night, the official opening night on the 10th. And the workshop, it's my second year. The first year that I did the workshop, it was great. We had so many different types of people that had so many different types of questions about the industry, and it's all different levels of the industry. You
wow.
know, from people who had, you know, who kind of want to get into it and never really thought about it, or people who've been in it and just, you know, look, there's no secret to getting into this business. We all just share ideas and share connections, and, you know, I'm kind of the moderator of a event. It's not about me per se. It's more about, you know, people getting together and sharing information or learning something, a way on how to get to the business. So that's Sunday from 2:30 to 3:30, right next door to the Belmore Movies.
Okay, and this is all in July.
This is all in July. So it's coming up. So tell everybody.
Oh,
to
my,
get
I
to
can't
the-
wait. I'm looking forward to it. I cannot wait to see all these films and to meet everybody and just be around it, such amazing people.
Everybody there is great. Everybody there is awesome. It's just fun. And, you know, originally when Deborah and I called into the show, we're working on a project called Choice, and that is still in development.
Yes.
I took a trip up to Vermont to learn, because Vermont is the only state on the East Coast that actually has the bill in place to where you can actually take advantage of death with dignity. And what a journey about what I'm learning with this topic. And it's really been an amazing, amazing path that I've been led down. The teaser's almost done, so the teaser will be used as a promotional tool to get more people involved. The reason why I want to do a film about it is because, as you know, the news, they lose people quickly and move on to the next topic. So as inspiring as Brittany Menard's story was, as you can tell, it's out of the news already.
Yes, yes.
So I plan on really making this film hit the mark and get people thinking about it and get people talking about it. Up in Vermont, I met a lot of amazing people who are still, you know, advocating for this cause. It's going to be up for vote in New York State soon as well. You know, as far as the Senate being able to listen to this, and still a strong proponent of this, and really learned a lot. And it's really been an enlightening experience. And I'm glad that you were the first person to let me talk about it, because it inspired me to just keep going. And the research is still going, and there's so many things to learn and to tell people about this, that our stories are just developing into being more informative.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm so happy I could be a part of it. And I think it's so important. Keep the conversation going. Keep it on the table so people have a place and a forum to explore, discuss, heal, move forward, to express everything, how they're feeling. I think it's so important. Such a platform.
Yeah, well, you kind of inspired me a little bit also, because, you know, some of the films are changing because we want to also show, you know, you're the one who mentioned that, you know, we could do a whole series on the caregivers for these people. And,
yes,
you know, some of the stories are changing slightly to show both sides, you know, and how much the caregivers go through. Because you and I had this conversation, you know, when you care for someone who's terminally ill, you know, when you get that tag of terminal ill, there's only one being who knows when that end comes, and that's, you know, God. So
yes,
us as humans,
yes.
You know, the people you leave behind suffer just as much. So that's part of what we're working on in this development phase, to really show both sides.
Yeah, so powerful. So powerful. And I just wanted to thank you so much for calling in. And again, thank you for all your support and sharing your story and your work with my listeners and with myself. It's made such a difference in everybody's life.
Thank you. Thank you for being, you know, giving us this platform. I adore you, and I'm so happy that this is your season finale and so many people are calling in to support you. I hope we find a way to gain even more people listening throughout the next year. I wish you so much success, because the topics that you talk about are as taboo as the film that we're in development to make, you know, people need to know, like the first gentleman talking about suicide prevention, you know, the war veterans. These are all important topics that need to be discussed, and thank God that you're doing it, and I can't wait to see you even grow bigger than what you are.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, congratulations and good luck on a better year next year.
Thank you. Thank you. And have a good night. And I'll definitely be talking to you again. Thank you so much
for
all your support.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Before we get our next caller, I had an update from Sergeant Jeremiah P. Marin, Jr. We did an episode with him a few months back on the heroin epidemic, and he had sent us an update. He wasn't able to call in this evening. Here's his update. Last year, 2014, about 500 people died in Connecticut due to overdoses involving heroin, fentanyl, oxycodone, and other opiates. Over 300 of those deaths involved heroin, according to the state medical examiner's office. It's clear that heroin and other opiates continue to affect all walks of life. Opiates were involved in the deaths of people between 17 years old to 72 years old. The heroin stamps, marked on the outside of the folds and the packaging, known to be involved in these overdoses include, but are not limited to, Bud Light, Theraflu, Equal Love, Income Tax, 24K, and New World. It seems that street-level sales and activity in our jurisdiction have slowed, hopefully, due to our enforcement and awareness programs. We do still respond to medical calls that involve withdrawal symptoms and an occasional non-fatal overdose, though. Currently, I do not have any 2015 statistics, but we are all well aware that heroin and prescription painkiller usage continues to be a severe problem in our and nearby communities. Thank you, Sergeant Jeremiah Marin, so much for your update, and thank you so much for letting us really know how serious this is. I know it's impacted many of my listeners in different levels, and it's so important for your support, your awareness, and spreading the education, and also being able to let us know what's going on and to also be part of the community. And again, thank you so much for sending in our update. Let's go on to our next caller. Hello and welcome. You're on Insight into Healing.
Hello, Alexa. How are you this evening?
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's Eamon Kloon calling from Bavaria, Germany.
Wow,
it's my first time calling in.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you so much for holding on the line. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. You've been such a great support and listener from the beginning.
I'm so happy to call in. I'm glad I was able to tune in for your season finale. As you know, because of the 6-hour time difference, it's not always possible for me to tune in. It's 2 o'clock in the morning when the show starts here, so a lot of times I'm sleeping. But I try to get up in the middle of the night to tune in for it. It's really fantastic what you're doing, and I'm so happy that I'm able to be a part of it, you know, just by tuning in or chatting with you on the chat. It's a fantastic program what you have going.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all your support. For the next season, is there any other topics or new things that you would like me to explore or anything else coming up you think that could be relevant for season 2?
Well, that's a terrific question. Personally, in my own life, I've had to deal with manic depression, so like anything related to either personality disorders or bipolar disorders, schizoaffective disorders, I find very interesting. Something I was thinking about, I was first diagnosed back in 1993, January of 1993, and the 90s were a terrible decade for me after that. You know, I was in and out of hospitals more times than I could really count. But I think over the years, I wasn't being hospitalized as often. And I'm wondering if other people that are dealing with such mental illnesses are also maybe either learning to cope with their illness better after 10 or 15 years, that they're not requiring as much treatment.
Mm-hmm.
If you had something related to that, I think it would be great, you know, just to feel out if other people are experiencing the same thing, you know.
Yeah.
So here in Germany,
it's great to hear you speak. Yes, I think it's great to hear you speak and to be able to be so, to be honest about what's going on. And it's so nice because I hear people, you know, I see people in the chat room and I chat with them in the chat room, but to actually have someone on the phone, it's just, it's so amazing.
Yes. Well, thank you. We're dealing with some unseasonably cold and rainy weather here right now. It's we're lucky if we have highs in the 60s this week, and then there's a plague of some sort of parasitic flying insect that a lot of friends of mine and I are having to deal with. They latch onto your skin and they inject you with some sort of an acid, according to one of my friends, and it becomes very itchy. You scratch this away, and it leaves you with a big sore on your skin. So they say it's a plague. You know, we have this plague to deal with here right now.
Oh my God! How long has that been going on?
It's the just the past maybe few weeks or month or so, because we've had this really unseasonably rainy and cold weather for what is summertime for us. I mean, it's really this part of Bavaria. We're lucky if on the hottest day of the year it gets into the low 80s. So that's typical for us. But we've never had anything like this before, though. But I see other people, they have it too on their arms, you know. They have these sores where they've been bitten by these things. And, it's really weird. But
I'll have to look into that. That's, yes. Oh, well be careful and please stay healthy. And again, thank you so much. It is so amazing, and so, I'm so appreciative that you listen to my show and that you tune in, and you've been a great supporter from the start.
And I look forward to listening in once this hiatus is over, the next season starts, and I'll catch up with you now and then on Facebook in between, I hope.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much for tuning in, and
you're welcome.
Have a good night,
Alexa.
Get some sleep. I know it's late
summer.
For you. Thank you. You too.
Bye now.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. It's so amazing to have international callers, and I'm so overwhelmed and so taken back by how many people are calling in. It's just, I feel very blessed and very humbled. Here, let's get our next caller. Hi, welcome. You're on Insight into Healing. Hello, are you there? Can you hear me? Sometimes the
Alexa.
Connection can be a... Yes.
Hey, it's Janine.
Hi, Janine. How are you? Welcome. How are you? Thank you so much for waiting. I know you've been on the line for a little bit. How are you?
No, that's okay. I'm so enjoying the group that you have on, and I won't go on forever. But clearly, you're loved, and there's so many reasons why. So thank you for bringing everyone together, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. So tell us about your book. How is everything going?
Everything's going really, really well. It's Love Yourself to Health with Gusto, and it continues to amaze me because it's about toxic relationships, toxic food, toxic thoughts, no more. And so that spans, you know, coworkers, spouses, lovers, being a caregiver, as I think it was someone mentioned earlier, I want to say Joseph, but, you know, the role
yes.
of being a caregiver and how those kind of relationships, the stress manifests themselves in all those different ways, and we start sabotaging our health, whether it's not sleeping or drinking too much coffee or sugar or not exercising, just abusing our bodies and not building a house of stone like you know, Three Little Pigs for adults, where we've got all these houses sticks, and we could be tore down at any minute with stress and illness and all that kind of stuff. So the book is going great. It touches so many lives. I couldn't be more honored with the emails that I get and the Facebook messages that I get about how it's changing people's lives and starting in one little speck of their life and growing. And so I'm honored with that. I'm working on some, I'm in North Carolina, in Raleigh, North Carolina, so I'm working on some statewide book signings and book events that I hope to get set up this fall, which would be lovely, and really just spreading the word. And then I've aligned myself with a really great health and wellness movement, which happens to be a company called Purium. And so just watching people make a shift and kind of hit that reset button on their health and realizing it's not too late is huge for me. And I get so excited over that. So I am so blessed Wow. to do what I love. Like every single other guest that called in here, the passion is what gets you through. And so wanting to make a difference and wanting to share all that. So I'm honored. I'm grateful.
Yes, yes. And I think when we did our show, it's so important that you have to hit all the levels, spiritually, emotionally, physically, mentally, on all levels to be healthy. You can't just do one and not the other. And I think that's what's so important too. And I think sometimes we don't realize that. And that's why I'm so excited with my show. I was able to, you know, spread that message and really bring that conversation and plant that seed that, you know, mentally, if we have toxic people around us, it can be very dangerous. Even if we're the healthiest people and happy in every other area, when you have toxic environment, the stress is very serious.
Right. Just like we said, you know, you wouldn't go into a place of worship once and pray and then 6 months later say, why don't I feel spiritually filled? It's something you have to do every day, right? Or frequently, or have consistency to it. You know, whether it's physically going somewhere or mentally connecting to something larger than yourself. And you and I talked about how you can eat 100% GMO-free, organic, you know, everything under the sun that Mother Nature has provided, and go home to somebody who's extremely abusive. And so that's not healthy either. And so, you know, the body is the temple to the soul. And so you can be very spiritually connected, but if you're sabotaging your health and, you know, you're on the verge of quote-unquote diabetes, that's not healthy. And again, no amount of exercise can undo nutritional slaughter. So the book is about a whole person approach, and so it's really kind of taps into and gets the reader thinking about all the ways that they can make a difference today. And it's not about a quick fix. It's about building blocks, brick at a time, for longevity and vitality and living life with gusto.
Yes. Yep. And Janine, we have someone again in the chat room wants to know the name of the book, your name of the book again, and where they can purchase it.
Awesome. It is called Love Yourself to Health with Gusto. Toxic relationships, toxic food, toxic thoughts, no more. There's a new edition coming out in about 4 weeks, but it is now available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. It's ebook and it's also paperback, and it's also on iBooks and Kobo. So thank you. Thank you for that question.
Yes, thank you. And I know you sent me, you have a new cover of your book, and I will definitely be posting all this information on my Insight into Healing Facebook page so people can contact you. Do you have a website, again, if anyone wants to contact you and follow your updates?
Great, thank you. It's JanineFinelli.com or LoveYourselfToHealth.com, and my Facebook page is Love Yourself to Health. And so, yes, reach out to me. I love to hear from anybody, and everybody who's got something to share. And so I really welcome anybody who wants to reach out.
Okay. And again, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for being a guest on my show. And definitely I would love to have you back on next season and find out more of your projects and your updates. It was a pleasure having you.
I will be there. Thank you, Alexa. Best to you and congratulations. You're so great at bringing people together. And so I love listening to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Oh, it's so amazing touching base again with all my different guests and different listeners and hearing everyone. And we have someone else on the line. Welcome to Insight into Healing.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Is this Jerry Parisi?
In person and in color. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you so much for calling in this evening.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I threw some shameless plugs out because we just did two of my shows live, one right after another. And I mentioned you that I would be calling in, and I would be remiss if I did not. I'd be lying to my studio audience, and it's so nice to hear your voice. And also to congratulate you on all your accomplishments that you have put out there this year. And I'm just honored to be able to call in tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's been just such an amazing journey. And everyone that I've been meeting, and including yourself, has been, it's been priceless.
Awesome, awesome. So what's going on with your show tonight? And because you have to forgive me, because I was just finishing up my shows live. I didn't get a chance to hear from the beginning of your show, but it sounds so interesting just listening in before I was in queue here.
Yes, tonight's the season finale. I'm going to be taking a hiatus over the summer, and I start back on September 9th. But I've had guests that I've had on my show, as yourself, mm-hmm. and listeners call in, give us an update. And I've had guests, suicide survivors, people who have done different films on assisted suicide, on suicide,
oh, boy.
On Joe's War, which is on veterans and PTSD, the Long Island Film Festival. People from California, people from Germany. I mean, it's been so amazing to hear everybody's story.
That's amazing, just in itself, that you reach out to these people and they can listen in and really learn things from you. I mean, I remember when you were on my show here, that you were just so interesting, and you've been on a few times, as a matter of fact, because your knowledge is vast, and what you put out there to people, they really learn.
Thank you, thank you. And let our listeners know what your show is, because I know you were on my show a few months back, so please let everyone know.
Well, I actually produce four here at Madhouse TV. One of them is my own, and it's called The Filmmaker Show, which is seen not only on Madhouse TV live around the world, but it is all over the Long Island public television stations of Channel 20, and soon to be in New York City now. We're working with some of the news stations out there, and we're actually gearing up to give them one. So it's moving forward. And my show, what it does is it meets very interesting people, not just filmmakers, but entrepreneurs like yourself who have touched many lives in different ways, as you have, Alexa. And I'm actually in awe of you when you get on my stage.
Oh, thank you.
I think we have to put together a brand new pilot where you have to interview people very deeply on this station here, you know, because you do such a great job.
Thank you. I love being on your show. It's always so much fun. It's always incredible. I love coming out to Long Island and doing your show.
You know, I would have to ask you, I mean, you've got a vast amount of listeners that I've heard you have. That's not something you've told me, but that I've heard of from other people. And what, in my opinion, if I could ask you this question, what is it that drives you to do such a job? Because you are tireless. You always are doing something to make this work for you. What drives you?
Yes. I find, you know, I've always wanted people to understand the importance of having support, understand what, you know, what I do as a therapist in counseling, and I guess finding a team, and then also with my acting and with my fitness and all my different backgrounds. And I find
Amazing.
That so many times people tell you, you have to do one thing and that's it. You can't be a bunch of different things. And I really just wanted to inspire people that you can do whatever you want. You can do a couple of things. You don't have to pigeonhole yourself. And just to be passionate and just to keep networking. And I think also helping people. I have met so many people that have now become my mentors, have become my friends, that it's just I would have never had contact with if it wasn't for this show. And it's so exciting when I have people Facebooking me, calling me, saying, I have this person, they're so wonderful, they did a great, you know, episode on something on domestic violence or PTSD or suicide. And then also people who want to tell their stories. And I think that the feedback from listeners who have been going through some tough times and saying, you know, you really helped me. Thank you. You really made a difference in my life. And it's so humbling to be able to have people to say that.
Wow, that's just so deep. It's for lack of a better word, deep. to be able to hear what drives you, and all that good is like fuel for you. That's what I'm gathering. That fuel is the good you do.
Yes, yes. It just keeps me going because there's always someone with another incredible story that, you know, I know it's going to be hard to take these 2 months off, but I've realized I have to practice what I preach. You need to have some downtime. You need some time to kind of relax a little bit. So I said, okay, let me try to rest a little bit. We'll see how much I do this summer.
Well, you know,
but I mean, it's
very,
just amazing.
Very important to, I was going to say it's very, very important to rest. My 31-hour days, I try to find a good 4 hours in their 31-hour days that I have 9 days a week to rest. That's what I try to do.
Yes.
I'm trying to do the math there. What are you saying?
Math is a horrible thing for me. I'm not good at math. I'm horrible in math.
Oh, it's okay. We were making fun of everybody with the Common Core tonight. We always do that on the show. We bring up a Common Core question, which is so uncommon, it's not funny. Anyway, Alexa, I wanted to thank you for allowing me on my show. And I hope to get to see you this summer and talk about some stuff. I mean, I think you'd be an amazing talk show host here at Madhouse, perhaps interview two or three people really deeply on a special or something. That might be something really great. I think your viewing audience
would.
I think that would be an amazing type of a show. Who do you think is some of the people that you've interviewed that might be really interesting for people? You know anybody off the top of your head that you say would be worth that or something, or what?
Well, a lot of the guests that called in tonight, definitely Greg Loomis, Joseph Halsey, Philip Falcone, Eric Ballwheeler, Deborah Markowitz. I mean, all the different people, because all of their films, all of their personal experiences, I find are so vulnerable, but also such tough topics that people are scared to kind of go around and don't want to do. So I think it's really getting people, and they're so open and so genuine and so loving. And also, when people reach out to them and ask for advice or support, they give it to them. And I think that's what's so amazing. It comes from their heart, and they're just good people with good hearts. And that's why I definitely recommend it. All my guests have been just so incredible, and really, I think, puts hope back in humanity, and be able to say, you know what, there are good people out there. You just got to seek them and find them.
Yeah, I tend to think that the world is a lot better than people think it is. And I think those people are not that hard to find sometimes, because I know myself, when I've ever needed something, someone has come to my aid somewhere. And I'm going to bet that people do love to help. It's probably circumstances that say disallow them at times to do it. But I think that, in my opinion, and I could be just maybe naive or taking a look at the earth through rose-colored glasses, I think people are really basically down deep very good. It's just where their beliefs come from and how they were raised and where their economic world falls that allows them to either do more or less at different times or cycles of their life.
Yes, yes. And I think by creating a platform and a forum for all of us to get together, it's just so powerful.
It is, it is. I'm going to get back to the studio right now. We're producing 2 Long Island Views. I also produce the Long Island View, and that's for Long Island Television. And one of our guests was Donnie Most from Happy Days, which was Missing Rush. Yep. You can actually see him on the Long Island View, which is, well, at this point, I think they've gone into their second show with his manager. But he will be here live on July 5th. In Madhouse Studios on Long Island, and he will be doing singing throughout different parts of Long Island, Theater 3 in Port Jefferson and a handful of other places in New York City, and that's a set of shows to be watched, because he's very interesting. He's just like Ralph Mouth, and that's what I gathered when I was watching him on Skype tonight. Seems like a hell of a nice guy.
Thank you, and thank you so much for calling in. We're about the last less than a minute left in the show, Jerry, and I just wanted to thank
you
so much.
We have somebody else.
Thank
all
you.
Right, Alexa.
And I
good
thank
luck
you.
Here.
I will speak to you soon. Thank you. I wanted to thank all my listeners and all my guests. Thank you so much for your support. It's really humbling, and I really appreciate it. And Insight into Healing will return September 9th. But there, I will also be posting all of this information, all my guests, on Facebook. You can find us on facebook.com/insightintohealing. And thank you to all my guests that couldn't make it tonight: Charlotte Street, Gary Pastore, Chris Berardo, Charles Scopoletti, Christine Vartukin, Donna Anderson, Ben Perry, Judy Torres, Steve Deloria, and Reverend Danny Garcia, Dennis Pilla. Thank you, everyone. Everyone, thank you for everything. Have a good night, and God bless.